Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop and trust your intuition. Through the wonderful array of guests we have on the show and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast or show. It is the show that helps you connect with your intuitive nature. I am Susan Jane and I'm your host for the podcast. Oh my goodness, everything's going all crazy today. We had a hiccup in the little beginning there. And it just feels like everything is moving. And maybe that's got something to do with the lunar cycles, which is what we're talking about today. The lunar cycles and how we can connect with what's happening in the moon, or in the moon cycles, month after month after month. So you don't have to, if you get the understanding of it, you can start to really feel the energy and the movement and the changes in it. But we've got the expert Donna on the show today, and she's going to take us through this, how we can get those basic understandings of the moon and its cycles. And then when we look a little bit deeper into it, we can have a look at how the other planets are affecting it and what's happening there. So I'm really excited about this. We're not going to look on what's happening next month or the month after in that sort of a context, because we want you to be able to use this knowledge month after month after month. So let's welcome Donna onto the show. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it because we hear a lot about the moon. I have a girlfriend that does a lot of cycles with the moon, talks about the different things. But it's really funny. It's almost like I have to keep going back and listening to what she says to get an understanding, whereas I really would love to go, you know what, the new moon means this, and have that just that generic understanding that triggers things off. And I've noticed it with card readings, you know, where you get a card and you sort of go, oh, that card means that. And straight away you have an understanding of it. And then you get that deeper meaning that just naturally occurs with it. So that's what I'm sort of looking for today. But before we start, because I am rattling on again, before we start, I want to know a little bit more about you. Who is Donna? How did you get from point A to point B, and B being where you are now?
Well, I've been working in corporate America for 25 years. I have a master's degree in human resources. And it's kind of funny that my career of helping people through human resources was true to my nature, although I'm getting closer to my authentic self with the Wild Moon Healing. I was on a journey. I got stuck. I was, hating my life. I didn't like anything about what was going on in my life. I didn't know how to change it. I didn't know what to do first. And I found myself following the moon. And eventually my friends were like, what's going on with you? Because there's a change and we love it. And I said, well, I'm manifesting with the moon. And I expected them to look at me like I had two heads. But instead, they were very supportive, very excited, and they wanted to know more. And so how my program and my book came about, I started these monthly reports to them about what was happening that month with the planets and the moon and what they should gear their activities toward. And those reports became the draft of my book. I didn't know I was writing a book at the time.
Yeah, that's usually the way, isn't it? You sort of fall into it. So you started off with the moon cycles, and you were looking at your moon, and that was, I guess what I like about it, Donna, is the fact is that you were doing, a bit like me, a theory tester. It's like, okay, I've heard about this. Let's see if it suits me. Let's see if that works for me. And basically that's what you did. You went through and you had a look at it and got an understanding of it. And then You take that little cycle a little bit further out, don't you? And you bring your friends in and you sort of go, oh, well, what about this? And put it out there. So I really like it because it's not something that, You know where a lot of people will go and do a study, a course and everything else, and then they're an expert. Whereas when you're doing it in with the hands-on and you're really starting to get a deeper understanding of it, you may not know everything, but what you do know, you're an expert at. You know, you can really ground it. So let's start talking about the moon, because I want to, what brought you there to start with? Why? You're talking about the moon and the planets. Why did you not go into zodiac? Why did you go into the moon cycles?
Honestly, I was depressed. I was I was dealing with alcoholism, and I was a habitual smoker, and I would sit outside at night and the moon was always with me. And that's really as simple as it was. That's what started my attention. And I grew up with the moon. I grew up in the mountains. I grew up hearing about lunar energy, but not too much to an extent. And I started, curiosity just had me researching things. And I discovered what to do at certain times of the month and these things. And I started to embody what I was reading, you know, because you can read and you have everything in your head, but you have to actually do it and feel it and experience, you know, that experiential learning. And as the more I started working intentionally with each cycle of the moon, it just created so much positive change in my life. And that's, I mesh mental health with spirituality because that's my story. And that's the place that I'm coming from when I wrote the book. Also place of physical healing and emotional as well. But, you know, it's all, everything's connected. And once you start learning about the moon and you realize, well, the moon's connected to the sun and the planets and all these things. So it takes you down a long journey if you're really interested in it.
Yeah, it absolutely does too. And you can take different bits and pieces from different areas. All right, so what I want to talk about is I want to get an understanding of this, the four basic phases of the moon. Do we go any deeper than that? Do we look at the four phases? And then once you've explained what those four phases are, then I want to go into each phase a little bit deeper so people have an understanding of what's going on and where it is. So let's talk about the first. What are the generic sort of four phases of the moon as you see them?
Okay, well, the first phase is the new moon. It's the dark sky. You don't see a reflection of the moon anywhere in the night sky. So it's just darkness and stars. And then the waxing cycle is when the moon grows to fruition, which would be the full moon. The waxing cycle is basically a 2-week period. Then you have the full moon, which is obviously when it's the brightest in the sky and everyone usually notices the moon more often on a full moon and admires it. Then you have the waning cycle, which is another 2-week period that gets you back to the beginning, the next cycle of the moon is about to start once the moon goes dark again. And then you have the new moon energy.
So when you've got like the new moon and then the full moon, because you're talking about the new moon that there's nothing. Well, obviously the moon's still there, but there's no reflection. You can't see it. And the full moon where you see the full reflection. How long do those? Because you're saying the waxing and the waning are like a 2-week period. How long do we have a new moon like in the sky for, and a full moon actually in the sky for?
Scientifically, it's a very specific moment in time when either the sun and the earth and the moon line up or oppose each other. The energy of it is a couple days before and after.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that. That's really cool. So when we've actually, no wonder I go a little bit, I can feel it before I see the full moon, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And that's why we're feeling that energy, that change, the shifting as it goes along.
Yes.
Yeah. And maybe that's why people, you can't directly say on this day, this is, even though that's when the full moon is, but we could be feeling that energy, because one of the things my friend does, she does sort of say, well, you know, we've got the new moon at such and such a day. And I sort of go, well, And this is the energy that you can feel. And I sort of go, well, you know what? I'm feeling that already. That's why. I didn't know that you're feeling that energy. I mean, I knew I was feeling the energy, but I didn't realize why. So that energy is going out earlier. So we've got those three, the four phases. When you're talking about them, so you talk about, say, the new moon. You're talking about the new moon and, say, the new moon energy, because we're going to get into that in a minute. So you're talking about that period of time, like before and after that new moon is there. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And that's sort of the you go more into the energy, not so much as the on this day, this is going to happen. Yeah. All right.
So there's moon apps out there that if you want to know exactly what it is and how full the moon is it 95%? Is it 96%? There's apps that can get you right to the exact second in your area.
Yeah, but as you were saying, it doesn't really matter because you don't have to wait until that exact second for that energy to be coming through. That's the bit I like.
Yes.
That's the bit I like. Okay. Well, let's first talk about, when we're going to talk about these four, we're going to talk about the new moon, the waxing period.
Waxing cycle. Yep.
Waxing cycle, then the full moon, and then the waning cycle. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the new moon first. What does that mean? What's it about? What can we do each time we go, oh, there's a new moon coming? What do we do? Because I love the rituals as well.
Well, with the new moon, it's a dark sky. You can think of it as a clean slate. What story do I want to create in my life this month? And, you know, the basic start to it is, what do I want? And what can I do this month to get me closer to my goal? So with that new slate, you can just create a new intention. You can continue with what you did the previous month or come up with something completely new. And that's the whole premise of the new moon is it's beginning. It's a new beginning. The energy of new beginnings is there. Intention is everything. So whatever your intention is, that and the intention of working with the moon creates that relationship. And it's also new moon is about planting seeds, these metaphorical seeds. And the seeds are different depending on what zodiac the new moon is in. But you just plant these metaphorical seeds and create intentions. Ritual-wise, I do what's called an intention contract with myself every month. It's one of the activities in my book. And you write what you're grateful for. You write your intention. You come up with an action list. You come up with affirmations that match what you're going, what you're working towards. And then I also write a dialogue about positive self-talk. So if I notice myself kind of, you know, getting agitated with myself or, you know, talking badly to myself, I go back to that little self-talk thing that I wrote myself. I'm like, no, I can do this. I can create this. I am creating this. And it's just more like a way that I bump my energy up, a positive way. So that's the new moon. Do you have any questions about the new moon?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course I do. okay, so we're talking about the new moon. So when we're looking at that, when it comes in, and again, I don't mean to go back about the a couple of days before, a couple of days after, but I have got to the stage where it says, oh, it's the new moon. Oh, it was because it was the new moon yesterday, and I've gone, oh, damn. And I thought, I haven't had time to think about what I want for that month or what I want or the intentions I want to go forward. Knowing that I've got that energy before and after, it makes a big difference because then now if I hear about it, the new moon was yesterday, I can then still go, okay, well, what are my intentions? Because I don't know about everyone else, but when I go to look at my intentions, sometimes it's not easy. If I'm in a good space, it's not always easy to find what my intentions are because I'm enjoying the good space I'm in. Whereas if I'm in a shitty space, it's quite easy to find what your intentions are, you know, like, because you in a negative area, that's for me anyway, because if I'm in a negative or crappy stuff is happening, it's like, well, I don't want that crappy stuff to happen. So I know what my intention is. But when I'm in this beautiful space where I'm just enjoying the now and just going with the flow, sometimes it's hard to go, well, what are my intentions? Where do I want to go next? What am I focusing on? So to know that I've got that couple of days either way, to be able to say to myself, okay, what are you focusing on? And allow that intuitively to come through, or allow that to manifest in the way it's going to, yeah, makes a big difference to me. Like I don't mean to harp on it, but that's a huge difference for me, because yes, I've often said, it's too late now, the new moon's come and gone. But it isn't.
Yeah. Really, you can create intentions up until like the first quarter moon, which is about halfway through the waxing cycle. So you have time. If people might say, oh, it's already 2 days late, so I'm not going to do it now. But you do have several days into the waxing cycle to say, okay, this is my intention. This is what I'm committing myself to this month. And it doesn't necessarily have to be healing or that something negative that you want to change in your life. It could be something that you want to learn, you know, a project that you want to do. Maybe you paint furniture and I really want to finish this piece this month or something like that. You know, so it doesn't have to necessarily be something negative that you want to turn into a positive in your life.
Yes, that's exactly right. I just find that sometimes when it's negative, it's easier to look at the positives. Yeah. But yes, even just to have that goal, like you say, to do something like that. I've gone all esoterical and I've gone, oh, you know, really profound and all this sort of crap. You don't have to. Let's bring it right back down to the nitty gritty. And you know, next week I've got next month, this is my intention. I want to paint that furniture. I want to finish it. I want to get my paints back out and start creating again. That's one of my intentions. And it's funny, but through the month, you do think of these things. These things do come to mind where you go, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that. And if you can ground it at that full moon or around that full moon time, to me, it's not just a thought. Like I've just said to you, I'd like to get my paints back out because everything's in storage at the moment. I'd like to get my paints back out and do some more painting. So that's just a thought. It is an intention, but it's not really a grounded intention. It's more of a thought. Whereas if I do it at the full moon and, like you say, write it down, put a few more things into it, put affirmations in it, put other areas into it, even things like, you know, don't make excuses. If you don't want to do it or you can't do it, that's fine. Don't and can't, but don't make excuses. Don't justify it. You know, that sort of thing. Yeah. So you're starting to put all that down. And to me, that is really grounding it. So you're really, you know, if you can ground your intention for the month at the new moon, I reckon you're almost 75% of the way there, aren't you?
Yes. Yes. And intention really is everything. That's the most important part of moon work.
And when you're talking, can you just explain intentions a little bit more, just in case people don't understand what intentions are?
Yeah, well, you can use any word that makes you feel comfortable, but intention, you can, you know, you're basically saying to the universe that this is what I want to create. You know, it doesn't have to be necessarily something in your life that you want to heal from. It could be just that art piece that I want to create and finish. But the intention is just this outward expression of what you are determined to do during the next lunar cycle, the next month.
Okay, and that's we when we're looking at this, we're looking at it for the month, not forever.
Yes. Now, if you look at the year before the spring equinox, that's when I would tell people that's getting ready for this new moon energy on an annual scale. And so think big. Think about the whole next year. Think about the next 5 years, 10 years. And get a big picture. Maybe even do visualizations like a... what's it called? when you put a vision board and put things on there, you know, that's big scale. This is, you know, 1 year down the road, 5 years, 10 years. But then every month, it's just, what can I do this month that can get me to the next month that's closer to my goal?
Yeah, so more of the action steps, you know, type thing that we're looking at. Yeah. So if I said it in regards to the painting, if I said, okay, this month my intention is to get my paints and my boards and everything else out of storage. Even if I'm not painting, it's another step towards my bigger goal, my yearly goal, my other goal is to create more art. So yes, okay, I get that. All right. So we've really nailed that new moon energy and where we're going with that. When do you say the energy? Like, we talk about the new moon energy, and we're putting down all these things. Why is it so important at that particular time? Why?
Well, it's like when I said at the beginning that it's that blank slate. So it's like when you look at the sky and you can't see the moon, just think of it as a blank slate, and you can just start writing the story of your life. You know, this is the new beginning, and that's symbolically what it means.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's right. We did talk about that. Sorry. Okay. So then we go to, we've created our intention. We know where we're going, what we want to do. What part is the waxing? So we're getting into the first quarter or something. What is that all about now?
Okay. So the main theme of the waxing is to take inspired action. And you should have identified some action steps to take as you created your intention. And so not only are you taking these action steps to get you towards your goal, you're learning more about yourself at the same time. If something triggered you, so, you know, if it's you're dieting and you have this certain goal of weight loss, but you find yourself sitting on the couch munching because something triggered you that day. Well, let's look at that trigger. How did you react or respond to it? And learn about yourself. And then you got to look at it from a perspective of my part in this situation, because you can't control anyone else. You can't control anyone else that was involved but me. What did I do, and how can I respond differently in the future to make sure I stay in line with my goals? So you're going after your goals, you're learning about yourself, and you are growing all at the same time during that whole 2 week period.
Okay, so we've made our intention, and now we're starting to do some action steps for it. That's really cool. So even like you say, it's in your head, it's the intention, it's putting it, you've created that intention, and it's actually then going, okay, now what can I do to achieve that intention, or where am I going next? I just need to throw in here too, because I used to do, when I had a 90-acre organic crop farm, and I used to farm from the moon cycles. I would only plant at certain times, and I would weed at certain times, and I because all those jobs needed to be done, it was really easy to slot them in to the moon cycles. I just found it absolutely fascinating, and the crops used to just jump out of the ground. It was amazing. So I know this stuff works, and that's why I'm so interested in it. All right, so I'm going to do my action steps. I'm going to get a bit more understanding, and I'm actually going to do them. I'm doing them in the first quarter, in the waxing time.
Yep. Yeah, or if you're not doing them, look at the why. What's preventing me from doing this too? Okay. That's the learning aspect. You know, well, I really meant to do that, but I didn't do it. That's the whole learning about yourself aspect of Wild Moon Healing.
Okay. All right. So we've got that. We've got an understanding that I just didn't do it because of whatever reason. And I have to look at the why, because they're the blockages that we put in place, isn't it? People will turn around and say, I want to make $1 million this week, you know, or this month. But they're not putting those things in place. They're not actioning that because of other blockages that they may have. It may be financial beliefs or different things like that. And it's not about rousing on ourselves and going, well, you shouldn't have done that, or you should have done that, and get grumpy. It's more about just acknowledging and going, well, you know what, that really triggered me. I, you know, I really don't know whether I can do that. I don't know whether I want to do that now, because the reality has hit you in the face. Whereas other people will go, oh, no, it's their fault or his fault, and blame others.
So I
really like that. It's getting that understanding. This is what your intention was. Why are you not actioning it? Or why, if you are actioning it, cool. If you're not actioning it, why not? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So we've got to there. Now we talk about the full moon, and I just love this bit.
Well, the full moon gets a bad rap, because if you're not intentionally working with its energy, it can completely knock you off your game. The intention of the full moon is to balance the energy of the new moon. And what I mean by that is zodiac wise, like if the new moon was in Aries, then the full moon is going to be in Libra, which is direct opposite of Aries. So it's the exact opposite of the energy that's being presented by a new moon. And if you know that, and you know it's trying to balance you, and then you have a better time. You know, you can ask any nurse or police officer, things get crazy around the full moon because most people are not tapped into that energy. But the full moon metaphorically lights your path. If you're having trouble with something, or if something triggered you as far as progressing towards your goal, this full moon lights up your path. It helps you see things more clearly. Its intention is to help you see what is working in your life currently for your benefit and what is not. And there's always something to get rid of. And you have to get rid of something to make space for something new. So if something is blocking you, we'll use a relationship as an example, that this relationship is negative and it's not supportive in you and your goals. Well, maybe, you know, maybe doing moon work will help balance out that support, or maybe you need to move on from that relationship. But it's evaluating it. So that full moon is shining light so you can really see your situation more clearly.
I like that, because that's clear. It's the metaphor is so clear. It's lighting up the way, even at night. So you can see the shadows, and you can see those areas that you need to work on and focus on, or highlight the good bits. You know, we do have good bits as well.
But
the moon's all about, you know, bringing that, the full moon's about bringing that shadow work out as well, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's also a celebration. So the full moon is, look at everything that you have accomplished and celebrate that on the full moon.
Yeah, yeah. You can even run around naked if you want to, but, you know, we don't necessarily condone that. I've heard that. So that's what you do. I know, and some of the times, it's really funny, because you'd sort of, I know when the full moon's, you know, due to come along, and I might be driving, I might have gone out that evening and coming home, and all of a sudden I see it coming up out of the water, and it's like, it just takes your breath away. The full moon just takes my breath away. I just love it.
Every time.
I know. And you just don't get sick of looking at it. It's really weird. It's just amazing, especially with a couple of supermoons that we've had recently.
Yes.
So, yeah, I really like that. So, when we're looking at these, like say the moon's highlighting, so it's highlighting the positives, but it's also bringing forward the shadows as well, some of the negatives that's coming on. And that's why you talk about the balance. So when we're doing that, what are some of the little tricks that we can use? Because I've never heard of the full moon getting a bad rap. I've never heard of that. I know that the police do and everything else, because they also, people go crazy. But
yes.
It's sort of a nice crazy. I like it. So that sort of surprises me. But what are some of the things that we can do? What are some of the little rituals we can do to help us, you know, bring that stuff forward and get it out there so we can see it in the light and go, this is what I can do with that.
Yeah, when I do a full moon ritual, it always consists of writing down something I want to let go. And then I have a fireproof container and I burn it. And so symbolically, I watch it, burn up in ashes and it's gone. And I always make moon water, not in the winter months because it freezes, but I water plants with it. I'll drink it, depending on what the intention of the moon water is. But my main ritual, well, I won't say my main, I always, whatever I want to get rid of, I write it down and I burn it up. And I also do tarot spreads to help guidance and see what other kind of insights I can get. Try to do some specific full moon guidance that way.
Okay, cool. One of the things I used to do too is when you're talking about the moon water, I've not heard of that, and yet I would make my crystal elixirs. I always made them under the full moon. Always made them under the full moon. I always felt that the crystals come from the earth, and so having full sun on them is not a good thing for them. So I've always made the elixirs in the full moon because to me it was bringing out any getting rid of the negatives and shining a light on the best part of the crystal. So I always did it that way. So yeah, and so with the moon water that you're making, what is oh, this is me just being nosy now. What is the benefit of that for the plant? So is it because it's got the moon energy in it? What are we looking at there?
Yeah,
Oh,
it's
wait,
the moon,
yeah,
and you can use crystals too. So you can put moon water in your plants. You can put certain crystals in your plants to help them grow. Play some Bach music to them and stuff like that. But anything that is grounding will help with plants. And the grounding happens when you put the moon water. I always use a glass container myself,
yes.
and I always. Even if it's cloudy, that energy is there, and that's what it absorbs. I started making candles too. I'll make moon candles, and I make it when the moon is 90, at least 96% full, so that the candle and the wax, I put the wax outside too. It just infuses the energy of that moon, and then my label will tell you the exact date that I poured the candle and the sign that that moon was in and stuff. So there's whatever you do under a full moon, it can really trap that energy so that you can use it later.
Oh wow, I love that. Oh my goodness, that's really cool because you just don't realize that because I do a bit of candle making too. I did not think of that. I did think of the energy of yourself and I did think of the energy of crystals and other things, but wow, that would be amazing under the full moon, like having that intention with it. With that, my head's going a little bit crazy here. If you made candles in the full moon, then you could use them as your intention. So if you were doing a meditation, you could light your full moon candle and then do that intention of, or do the meditation, I should say, of I want to release that negative energy, or I want to release that shadow side. I want to highlight it. What do I need to do? What do I need to work? You could ask all those questions like you would in the full moon under this candle, and have that energy come through at any time.
And use the positive benefits of it. So my blue moon candle that I just made, it was this huge super moon. There was tons of energy going around. All these planets were in retrograde and all this stuff. So when you look at the date, you can look up any astrological event that was happening that day and tap into the energy of that moon and all of that was going on to use it positively even later.
Yes,
Big
yes,
energy.
yes. And sorry, I don't mean to keep going on to about the negatives, but I just see, I guess the positives. I love the positives, and that's what I focus on. But I know, and you need to move some of those negatives to be able to allow those positives come through too. So yes, I did sound like I'm being very negative. I don't mean to be because I'm not usually that way inclined. Oh, that's really cool. I really like that. Okay, so we've done that because I'm starting to watch the clock now. We've made the intention, we've put some action forward, we've seen any of our blockages, or we've seen the path to get there has been highlighted even more in the full moon. What does the waning crescent or the waning time mean to us now?
Okay, so under the full moon, you've identified some things that you want to release or some things that aren't working out for your benefit, things that may be blocking you. So the waning cycle is the overreaching theme is to let go. And there's so many ways to let things go, but it's so hard to do because of the emotional aspect. You know, it could be forgiving yourself, forgiving somebody else. It can be accountability for your own actions, which that's really hard to look at yourself constructively without judgment. You know, it can be just loving yourself. Self-care is really important under the waning moon, especially if you're working on something heavy that you are releasing. You know, it's so important to show yourself compassion and grace through the whole thing and really work on you can make it an intention that you want to stop with the self-judgment too. A lot of people have issues with that. And I do definitely from time to time myself. I'll beat myself up for something. But so the whole waning cycle is let's let it go. Let's take care of ourselves. And then when you get back to the next new moon, it's like, okay, I'm a clean slate again because I let this go. Now I'm going to work on this for the next 4 weeks.
I like that because I'm the same. I can beat myself up. You know, you sort of tend to be quite harsh on yourself. And so it gives you that space, that breathing space to come through and bring it all forward. I had a really good question I was going to ask you. Whoops. I've forgotten it. All right. So that is the cycle, isn't it? And so that's what it is. It's basically what the intention is, stepping forward with that intention and looking in the full moon to see what's blocking us or what the path has been lit for us. So which way we want to go, positives and negatives. Mm-hmm. And then the waning is all about more about being gentle, because to start the new moon again, we need to let go of some of that stuff that we're holding on to. And it can be positive and negatives. You know, like we can sometimes do the old Pollyanna where we're just so positive, but it's not, you're not being real. You're not really seeing why it's not going forward, or you're not really focusing on some of that shadow work or some of those other areas. So it is about letting that go and then moving on with, okay, all right, well, I didn't quite get it then. Let's see if I can get it this time. Let's do this and let's work it this way. So I really enjoy that. Now, before I go any further, if you want to connect with Donna, she is at wildmoonhealers.com. So you can connect with her there. And she has a book out called Wild Moon Healing. And she's just released a new one, which is Wild Moon Healing Revolution. I just want to have a bit of a chat about your books. What do they have in them? What are they all about? I love the books. I'm a bit of an author myself, so I love the books.
Yeah, Wild Moon Healing is the first book in the series, and that is the entire program about following lunar cycles. There are 47 exercises in there to help you shift your focus if it's necessary, and all these different, a lot of journaling and stuff, but to get you through the whole lunar cycle. Obviously, you're not going to do all 47 activities every month, but yeah, you do, you know what's right in your life and work on those things. So the first book is the whole program. The second book, to start a revolution in yourself, is if you want to do moon work, you have to know about, if you want to know about the moon, you have to know about the sun, and which brings you into planets. The writing the books were very different experiences, and I think the readers will have my energy from it. So the first book was hard to write because I want to break the stigma of things. So I talk about my trauma, my depression, things that are hard to talk about. And I think when people, especially if they're coming from a place where I was, to do the work is going to be difficult. My second book, Wild Moon Healing Revolution, I had so much fun writing it. I had a blast doing it. And I think any of the exercises and the information in there is just going to be enlivening to your moon work. So that's the differences in the two books. And the second book has a lot of things about hand magic, candle magic, numerology. I talk about not just numerology, but the divination of numbers. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And I really like that because it's given you the basics to start with to help people that are just on their journey, just starting to step forward into that sort of thing. And one of the things I've always said on this podcast is there's no one rule that suits everyone. And to test these different things, I'm a theory tester, to test these different things is just magic. You say, okay, let's have a look at this. We'll grab the book. We'll have a look at what the moon cycles are all about and see if it resonates with me. And I mean, let's face it, a book is nothing compared to what you go through in your life. It's, you know, to buy a book is nothing. So you grab your book and you can go through. And what I really like about it, it's a healing book. It's a book to help you on your journey, to get you going. Mm-hmm. And then the revolution one, well, the revolution one brings in other areas. So I've played with numerology. I've played with palmistry. I've done card reading. There's so many things I've done. And it's not about bragging. It's about getting an understanding of who I am and what resonates with me. And that's what the listeners need to do. And to do that, it's profound. It's profound to get an understanding of who you are. And moon cycles are brilliant. When you're starting to work with these different energies and you're aware of them, you start doing things that I do things that I didn't even realize I was doing, you know, like, for some reason, all of a sudden, I think, oh, I want to make some more crystal elixirs. And there's the full moon. Oh, perfect timing. And intuitively, you're picking up on these energies, mm-hmm. and you're just going with the flow. And that is just, that's gold. That is just gold. So book, Wild Moon Healing, Revolution. Can we get that on Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. So grab the book. But Donna, we are running out of time. We're going to have to say goodbye. Have you got anything else that you want to bring forward for Alice? What we didn't mention is, what work do you do? Like, so you've got a program to help people. You've got your book so people can do it yourself, but you've actually got a program where people can connect with you and you can help them through it.
Well, I'm working on a Udemy course, so it'll be self-guided, but you'll have me talking to you. That will include special meditations. I'll try to record some sound healing and stuff. So it'll be this comprehensive Wild Moon Healing, everything that's in the books to guide you through it. And I do want to create a coaching program, but that is not out there yet.
Yeah, a bit like me. I've got it there. I just haven't.
Bandwidth isn't there, so
exactly. And the funny thing is, I remember I tried to push it last year and it just wasn't feeling right. So I know that when it's ready to go, my Trust Mastery, the Intuitive Trust Mastery program, I know it's all there. When it's ready to go, it'll all come through, and it'll come through just like yours will. So it's there, but that doesn't mean people can't connect with you. So jump on the website and have a look. Yes. Thank you so much for being on the show, Donna. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun.
That's good. Stay there. Don't go away. I'm going to talk to you in a sec. Okay. It's me. Got to press the right little buttons. Jump onto the website, wildmoonhealers.com, and have a look at Donna's things there. I'm sure if you send her a little email or connect with her there, she will help you through some things, maybe do a few one-on-ones. So it'll be really cool. I love it. I love the energy of the moon, especially for us ladies. The energy of the moon is huge, okay? It is really huge. I don't know why for us ladies. It really shouldn't be. Maybe it's because I just love it so much. But anyway, get an understanding of it. It is. It's really surprising. And I know because of doing the work when I was on the crop farm, I know that it makes a huge difference. It sounds so strange, but just planting root crops at the waning moon gave them that time underground when it was dark for them to then all pop out at the full moon. It was amazing to watch, absolutely incredible. And there's just, yeah, you have to have a look at it. Anyway, that's enough of me rattling on. Please share, subscribe, like the podcast, and we'll get this out there. I am Susan Jane, and that's it, I think, for this week. I will say bye for now, and I'll see you all next week. Bye.